This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. It's amazing. But it's all about choices, lifestyle choices. And the amazing thing about it is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and truly get well. And that's what I want to empower you to do here on this show. We're going to go now to Doug. Hi, Doug.
Thank you. Well, I just, a lot of times it's encouraging to hear other people's successes or reports of things that have done. Improved their health, I guess. And my mother had half her pancreas taken out 20 years ago in May, and the other half been almost 9 years now.
Wow.
And most people, even in the medical community, will tell you that that's not possible. And she's done it with nutrition. When she found out she had a pancreas problem, she started doing research to see what that meant, and it was not a pretty picture. And she chose to go homeopathy or use nutrition. And they told her, well, that hadn't been proven. And she said, well, if I'm going to die anyway, what difference does it make?
Right.
So she's made 20 years without a pancreas to prove that nutrition is something that's worth considering, at least.
Wow, Doug, that really is amazing. So she's gone 20 years. They've completely removed her pancreas?
Well, half of it 20 years ago, and the other half almost 9 now. This fall will be 9 years.
What did they tell her when they removed the second half of it?
Yes.
What did they tell her? That,
well, they, like I said, 20 years ago, they told her that nutrition has not been proven, that she needed to take the drugs they were recommending. And she said, no, I don't want to take your drug. I want to do anything I can to maintain my health with nutrition. And they said, well, that just hasn't been proven. And she said, well, fine. You know, if I die, I die. But, you know, they didn't offer any hope for her with their protocol. And so she was able to live 11 and a half years with half a pancreas. And what they found out is if you survive what they call the Whipple procedure,
sure,
more than a couple years, there's a good chance what's left of your pancreas will develop another tumor. And she went 11 and a half years, and it did develop another tumor, and they had to take the rest of it out in a Whipple redo. But I just encourage anybody to... It's really frustrating. You want to share with people and say, you know, consider nutrition. Well, my doctor says this, and my doctor says, well, okay, but, you know, they aren't trained in everything.
That's right.
And if you hear of other people's success or whatever, I just want to encourage people to at least consider nutrition, good nutrition. On the road traveling the night, coming through an area, and just heard you for the first time, and I thought, well, I wanted to pass that encouragement on people to take charge of your health. Don't be drinking the high fructose corn syrup and all the things that are making us fat and sick and whatever. But take responsibility and eat healthy and turn your life around.
No, I think, Doug, that's just a great point. I'm glad you called in to share that, because so many people sometimes get on the fence and they don't know who to listen to and who to believe. And our physicians that we have, I mean, we're all trained a certain way. You do have to do a lot of extra training in natural-based care and making better food choices, better lifestyle choices all the way around. And it's just not taught in medical school. And I know I didn't learn it. And so the reality is there's a lot of extra training that has to happen. And then once you get into your specialty, you get so focused in that area and there's so many hours in the day, and then you get a family, people just don't have time to study the extra to go into more of the natural-based care. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that your mom went that route, and it sounds like she's doing great. That is fantastic to hear that story. And I know that encouraged someone else, too. And the body is amazing. It can regenerate, even function very well if you give it the right raw materials to do that. So the answers are out there. And it really comes down to prevention. It comes down to not ever letting your body get to the point where things can break down at that level, too. And that's only learning ahead of time. A lot of people don't learn, and they have to learn during the process, I'm sure, like she did. But she jumped in and said, you know what, I'm gonna beat this regardless. I'm going to make the best choices I can that I know to do. And then look where she is today. She's thriving in the midst of having Whipple procedures and having her pancreas removed. It's just incredible. That's a great story. And you're right, it is about taking responsibility for your health and for your life and not relying on other people to get wisdom from your doctor, for those that are trained more than the average person, and understanding that, doing your own research, and being responsible for your own health and not relying on everybody else to do it. You can get guidance, but at the end of the day, it's going to be up to your choices and what you do every single day that can empower your health and empower your life. And that's just a great story. So, tell your mom, we said hi, and we're proud of her. We're big fans of her. I'll tell you, I am already, and I've never met her. So, good to talk with you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. There you'll find Facebook and Twitter, both at Dr. Ace On Call as well. You can join and stay posted with everything going on within the show and all the growth and the live events that we have coming around the corner. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. You want to jump in and stay tuned. Also, our free email newsletter. Let's go now to Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
How you doing, sir?
Living well, as always. What's up?
Everything is going okay. Well, no, no, everything ain't going okay, you know. I mean, no, Doc, I'm having some problems. I've been through a lot of stuff, okay. 2 years ago, I had a brain tumor in my pituitary gland.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, and they went in and took it out. And I've been doing okay since then. You know, I had some problems, you know, along with that. You know, I had blood clot in my lung and had all kinds of stuff going on. You know, I had went through a lot of pain, and I went through a lot of stuff. But now that most of that's gone, you know, I'm doing a whole lot better. They put give me medicine, but which I really can't take a lot of medicine because it, you know, don't do me good. And so I don't like taking prescription stuff if I can help it. And I was just wondering, is there anything that I can do to help myself?
So you've done all the medicine
without having to take, you know, Viagra and all that stuff. You know,
yeah, and Cialis and all that.
Yes, I don't do well with that. You know, I've tried it, but I don't do well with it. Slowly, it built itself back up, and so I assume everything was getting better, but it's not getting better. You know,
yeah.
I went back about 2 months ago, and you know, he checked me again, and he did tests on me, and he said that things look good. And I told him, I said, well, there's something wrong. And then they sent me to a specialist in Chapel Hill. And I went up to him, and he did tests on me, too, and then he wants to put me on shots. And I don't want to take shots either.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, I don't want to do a lot of drugs and stuff if I can help it.
Do you ever get erections?
No, sir. I can't really. Well, I can, but it's not a firm one.
And not a firm one. And what is your age?
I'm 51.
61?
Well, 50. I'll be 51 in October.
51, okay. All right, let's do this. There are some options, and I'm going to tell you about those and some of the physiology behind it, too, about erectile dysfunction and some of the reasons of what causes it, what you can do to potentially get out of it without having to take the medication. There are some natural options out there based on research, not just hearsay, and they can be very helpful. So why don't you do this? Hang tight, and we'll go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk more about ED. Erectile dysfunction is something that so many guys are dealing with. You're definitely not the only one. And we'll get into that when we come back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at mjnetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going to the break talking with Robert. Talking about erectile dysfunction. Now, this is one of those topics that a lot of guys just don't want to talk about. And the reality is that there's so many men today that are dealing with it. I mean, it's becoming almost an epidemic in the country, and you know, you go to see urologists and talk to your primary care physicians as well, and you will ask them, and a lot of guys are coming out and dealing with this. Guys with prostate issues, matter of fact, one of the leading complications of a prostate surgery is impotence. And when guys start getting enlarged prostates called benign prostatic hypertrophy or BPH, when guys start getting that, it becomes a real downhill slope for erections. So here's the deal. Cialis and Viagra and those medications, they're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. And the phosphodiesterase inhibitors can work very well, but there's some side effects to them that can be not so pleasant and can become a challenge. And really, I know, Robert, for you, you don't want to be relying on a pill the rest of your life to make things happen. Am I right?
That's true.
You know, and it just gets to a point where, you know, there's got to be a way. You're thinking, well, it used to work, and now I'm 51, and it's not working, so what's the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if you were 81, I guess we always want it to work, but there's a difference between being 51 and 81.
Yeah.
So are you married?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When did it go from working to not? Was it all of a sudden, or was it gradual?
It was gradual, but it was like maybe 3.5-4 years ago.
Were you married then?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. It just
did the divorce. No. Did she did she pass away? Did you get a divorce? What? Somebody cheat on each other? What happened?
Divorce.
Anybody cheat?
No.
Just couldn't make it work. Who said they couldn't make it work and walked away, you or her?
Me.
How long ago was that?
About 7 years.
The reason I'm asking that is not to dig too deep in your personal life, but the reason I'm asking that is because erectile dysfunction has two main components. It can be physiological and it can be psychological. Yeah. And there's a strong psychological component. It's usually about 70-30, 70 psychological, 30% physiological. And so usually if there's an issue, just know that somehow, some way there is, you know, an issue in that area that's got to be worked on. And I'm not a counselor. I don't know what that is. It might be something you want to go talk with a pastor or counselor or someone that you trust and maybe start digging a little bit in there. Somehow, some way, okay? I'm just letting you know that. I'm going to give you some what research says can make things work better, but I'm just telling you as a friend that there is a component, strong component to that, and any doctor that doesn't tell you that, they're mistaken or they're not taking the time to tell you that. They're just writing a prescription and moving on. It's big for erectile dysfunction. Let me tell you a quick example. A lot of guys that work a lot, you know, they can, you'll see guys that come in their 40s and 50s, in the clinical setting, and you send the guy on vacation, like guys that work really hard, like a lot of hours. You send that guy on vacation. I've seen so many times where physicians, friends of mine have done that, and, you know, the guy, it starts working again at the end of the vacation because of stress, and he's away from, you know, a lot of the life issues that he's facing. So stress plays a big role too.
Now, from a natural perspective, several things are important. Number one, have you been diagnosed with anything? Any taking medicine for any kind of medical condition?
Okay, I take, they got me on hydrocortisone.
Uh-huh.
That's the only medicine I take now.
What's it for? What are you taking
well,
it for?
Well, when she put me on it, I was having a lot of pain in my legs and in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she put me on, and the pain went away.
Did she say you had fibromyalgia?
She might have.
Okay. So just generalized achy pain, right?
Yes. But see, like I said, I had, 2 years ago I had surgery, okay, and they, you know, went in and took the tumor out. And then mm-hmm. a couple of weeks after that, I developed a blood clot in my lung. And then they put me on blood thinners.
Right.
And, you know, to get the blood clot to go away. And eventually it did. Mm-hmm. And but then I started having a lot of pain while I was going through that. And I used to hurt, you know, day, night. It didn't matter. I hurt my legs, my arms. You know, I used to have a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And my surgeon sent me to Chapel Hill. And I talked to a Dr. Sharpless, and she checked me and went over me and stuff. And then she come back and she told me, she said, okay, I'm going to give you some medicine to take. And she gave me, it's called hydrocortisone. Well, that's the generic name for it.
No, it's just, it's cortisone. It raises cortisone in your body. I got it. Okay. It lowers inflammation.
That's what she put me on. And then when I started taking that, then the pain went away, you know, and I haven't hurt anymore. But now right now I take it every day. But if I miss a dose, I can tell. You know,
wow.
I start feeling bad. And then she told me that if I start feeling bad, just increase the dosage a little bit and I'll get better. But as long as I take that medicine every morning, I'm fine the rest of the day.
All right. I probably
first
could
I thought maybe, you know, one time I asked you, Rollins, I said, well, could that be a cause? Could that, you know, be affecting me in any way? And he said he didn't think it would. So,
well, let me share a couple things with you. Okay. This isn't, I don't have much time, but here, I could be on this call for 30 minutes, actually, but I can't. Here's the deal. Lowering inflammation in the body is what's going to help with the whole cortisone deal, okay, the hydrocortisone that you're taking. So I'd encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through that. If you're not a big fan of following a new diet plan, look into it because it could be helpful to you. From erectile dysfunction, NO2 production, nitric oxide was up for a Nobel Prize, the guy that did a research on it, showing that it can help erection and also all kind of vascular ability, even with heart function in the body. Arginine, citrulline are the two amino acids that work together to produce the NO2 in the body. So you want to look up NO2 and the research on that. There are supplements they make for that. Also, tribulus can help with testosterone levels and also luteinizing hormone in the body. Can be very helpful. And working out with weights 3 days a week has proven to raise growth hormone levels, which can help with erections as well. But consistent cardio activity is a big component with all of these.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, NJNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Heart disease and prevention, they're saying, saves lives and money. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of prevention all the way around with medicine and health care, and I think we need to do more of that. But obviously they're saying now with American Heart Association, they're coming out saying the researchers now, with the direct and indirect cost of heart disease topping $450 billion, that's with a B, $450 billion. And ultimately, we can't afford not to, which was Dr. Weintraub, who's an MD and chairman of the committee, wrote in an AHA policy statement in a news release. The statement summarizes recent research on the value of heart disease prevention and costs for individuals at the local, state, and federal policymakers to take action as a sound investment in future
financial and physical health of our country. And they're saying a couple of things about it, which I think are interesting. They're saying people don't often realize the power to stay healthy is in their own hands. Thank you, Dr. Weintraub. See, I knew everybody would catch on. So it's in the power of our hands. We've got to take responsibility for our health. He said, but it's not something many individuals or families can do alone. It takes fundamental changes from a society as a whole. It takes coaching. It takes a mental decision that you want to get well. It takes a shift in the parents, which will shift into the kids. And I'm telling you right now, if we as a country would jump in, we would change our lifestyle. We would teach our kids how to eat healthy. Then they would teach their kids, which would be your grandkids, and you would literally change a generation. I don't know about you, but I want to be a generation changer. I don't want to sit around and be sick and tired like my family members have been. Who's going to take a stand? Who in your family is going to break that genealogy line and is going to stick your, you know, draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough? Because remember, we get sick for three different reasons. Genetics, number one, it's what we were handed down with. Okay, that's a small part of it. Then you got nutritional deficiencies, which we do to ourselves by eating the wrong kind of foods over and over again. And then toxicity from the environment, from the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the foods that we eat. So there's a toxic environment around us that we can control. And if we teach that to our kids, we create a better environment, better lifestyle choices, teach that to our kids, we're going to create healthier generations. And according to this study, we'll lower costs for heart disease. I mean, duh, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So the real key is, in all of this, is to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. That choices, radical choices, radical changes in your life will produce radical results, but you have to be willing to do that. No one else will take responsibility for you but you. No one will. Your doctor won't, friends, family members, coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. And so you have to be the one to be proactive about your health. And they even said recently in an article that what's the best exercise? People, you know, obviously you've got to eat healthy. But they're saying there's a great exercise for heart health that will help with the prescription. It's aerobic exercise and drop weight off the waistlines. But they're saying the anaerobic exercise in higher intensity is very good as well. So they're saying aerobic plus resistance is the optimal program. Dr. Timothy Church, who studies exercise and disease at LSU, Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, he said the findings told Reuters in this that it's in line with other research on physical activity. The Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, randomly assigned 196 overweight sedentary adults to three different exercise programs, and they each did resistance training 3 days a week, working out on eight different weight machines targeting upper and lower body muscles. The second group did 2 hours of aerobic training in the week on gym machines, the equivalent of about 12 miles of walking and jogging. More than one quarter of the exercisers dropped out of the study during the 8-month exercise, but in the end, the colleagues analyzed the pre-exercise and post-exercise status of these folks. And on average, people in the weight training group who completed the exercise program gained about 1.5 pounds and slimmed their waistline. The aerobic group lost an average of 3 pounds and half an inch from their waist, but both contributed to better heart prevention outcomes. So exercise does play a role, and I think that the combination of weights and cardio together, the aerobic and the anaerobic together, is your best bet. It really is in all the research. But you don't have to go for a long period of time. People think you have to go for an hour, 2 hours every day. It's not. If you could spend 30 minutes, you could do 20 minutes. Now, that is, when I say high intensity, it means that you don't rest a lot in between sets. It means that you might do a set of bench press, and then you rest 30 seconds, and then you're doing your next set of bench press. So by the time you're done, you are sweating like a wild man or wild woman. And then you do your cardio at the very end. So 20 minutes of weights, you can do 10 minutes of high-intensity cardio, like an elliptical, or put the incline way up on the treadmill. And you can just walk that on an incline of like 10.0, 11.0. So whatever you've got to do to keep the intensity up, that type of exercise is what's going to produce the best benefits. It's going to give you lean muscle tissue. It's going to protect your joints, make them stronger, make the bones strong, increase bone density, and it's going to increase your heart health. So it's a win-win. And if you do that, even just minimum 3 days a week of that, versus no days a week of that is going to make a huge difference in your overall health. So think about that. Powerful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bill now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. What's up, partner?
Well, let's see if we can make this a little bit of fun and a little bit of serious.
Let's do it.
I got stuck with listening to you because I always, for 15 years, been listening to George Norrie and Art Bell. And the only thing I can get in Southeast Missouri was you guys and WLAC.
That's great, though.
And then I started paying attention, and I thought, you know, that guy really knows what the hell he's talking about. So that's what I said. We're going to try to make this a little bit of fun. But serious, I'm 72 years old.
All right.
I've retired four times, quit doing that, back in the television production business for Tea Party. I own a big recording studio doing all kinds of music. In fact, a lot of times people come over here from your place. And I know pretty much everybody that's in your place. I was on the road for about 25 years. I worked with everybody, just about everybody there is, you know, the old ones.
Right.
My body is unbelievably resilient. It just does not quit, even at 72 years old. I mean, I can start bleeding, and it'll quit in about 5 minutes. I have had a prostate problem for about 20 years. Thought I was going to die last week, but it turned out my heart was fine. What I had was pneumonia. And then they gave me, let me see what the hell it is, amoxicillin.
Okay.
But I've been taking Flomax for years, and that works. It seems to work. I also take a couple of pills a day of, salt palmetto. But what my real problem is, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I've got cramps in my legs. And somebody said it's calcium, so I started taking calcium.
Okay. Did it help?
I'm taking calcium 600 plus vitamin D or something. I don't know whether that's going to work or not.
Well, I mean, since you've been taking it, have you noticed the difference? Now, you only get cramping at night when you're sleeping. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll stretch my legs out, and oh, my God. You know, everything starts cramping up, and I got to get out of bed and walk around for 5 minutes.
Right.
And that, you know, that stops the cramps.
Well,
where do I go here? Is there anything better than this Flomax? Because my doctor seems to think, you know, I should stay away from all these prostate things that are advertised on the radio.
No, I disagree with that. I mean, here's the deal. Let's talk about the cramping. All right, the cramping is a mineral. It might be calcium, but it could be magnesium and it could be potassium. So the reality is you don't really know what minerals, because a lot of times the minerals won't show up on a blood test as far as you being really low. And when you start getting the cramping and all of that, it could be just low enough to be causing that at night. And you use up a lot of your minerals during the day, and they can be burned up, and then you're not getting them nutritionally from your foods, and it can cause the cramping at night. So a good rule of thumb is to do some form of green vegetables, at least a good serving of them, at least two meals a day. And then if you want to do some kind of supplement with that, two things. First, you got to look at vitamin D, because vitamin D is kind of like the coordinator of all the minerals in the body. If vitamin D is low, really the minerals aren't going to be able to be as utilized as they normally would be. So vitamin D, get a blood test, and the numbers on your vitamin D test should be between 70 and 90 on that blood test. If not, then you'll probably want to talk to your physician about supplementing with vitamin D, and he'll give you the catch up with all the different, you know, the different minerals, from potassium, calcium, magnesium, and it'll have all the trace minerals in there like iodine and chromium and a lot of the other little elements and minerals that are in there. So that can be helpful. And you always want, you can take those, you know, the bottles will tell you when to take it and all that. And you can talk to your health food store people about all that. But do some research on brands and all that kind of thing and see what works best for you. I'm sure you'll find what you need to. But yeah, I mean, that's usually the key. And vitamin D is kind of the regulator. Now, when it comes to the prostate itself, I disagree with your physician only because there's a lot of nutrition is the key for any organ system. So unless you're building it up nutritionally, you're not helping the situation. And there's some really good products out there. First, an avocado a day is really good. Been proven for prostate health. It contains beta-sitosterol, which is really good. Pumpkin seed oil has been some good research. Zinc as a mineral. And also salt palmetto. They all have really good research. So I would continue looking into that. I wouldn't throw that out with the bathwater yet.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. NS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumen-S twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumen-S for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Scripture for the day, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. It says, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift from God. So powerful and so true. Kids get extra calories, they're saying now, from foods outside the home. So even though parents may be trying to make a better environment in the home, they're getting it more on the outside. U.S. children are eating more, and the extra calories often come from foods eaten while they are away from home, whether it's at friends or school or whatever. So overall, children eat about 180 to 200 calories more a day than children did decades ago, according to a study by Jennifer Pott, a doctoral student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We found that kids eat a relatively constant level of calories at home. But in addition to that, kids are eating an increasing number of calories outside the home. Fast food, including food taken home to eat, store-bought prepared foods, are also fueling the rise in calories, she says. And the findings may help parents raise their children and reduce excess calories. The childhood obesity epidemic now, it's tripled in the last 30 years, according to the CDC. Is something that we all need to be concerned about. And I think that as parents, you know, having some kind of oversight of what your kids are doing, even outside the home, or laying principles in them and teaching them how, you know, even though the food may be available, doesn't mean they need to eat it and what it can do to them long term, especially in obesity. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we're finding today with the obesity issue with our kids is that parents are obese. And so it's kind of hard if you're a fat parent to tell your kid, hey, don't do this because you'll get fat, because you're kind of leading by example when you're about 100 pounds overweight and you're, you know, obviously you're trying to teach a kid not to. It's not going to work. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you might want to think about that a little bit. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we're facing in America right now. It's challenging, but it can change. But again, nothing changes until we change. And when we change, that's when everything changes. And life can go to another level for the better. 888-283-7272. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter. If you're not involved, we'd love to invite you. You can like us. You can follow us, whatever you want to do. You can go to Facebook and Twitter, both. Let's go to Phyllis now. Hi, Phyllis.
I'm an entrepreneur who is undergoing severe overwhelm right now because I wear several different hats, and as you know, entrepreneurs don't work an 8-hour day. We work 10, 12, sometimes 18 hours a day. I am normally very healthy. I'm a little bit older, but I have known for many, many years that, you know, what you put into your body dictates your lifestyle. And I've always done my best to lead a very healthy lifestyle. I exercise regularly. I practice yoga. I do not eat processed foods. You know, I do the whole nine yards health-wise. But I am experiencing some overwhelm right now. Normally, exercise, yoga, kava, and St. John's wort are perfect antidotes to overwhelm, you know, in addition to socialization and just talking with friends. But for some reason, the overwhelm is just really beginning to get the best of me.
Hmm. Well, if you feel overwhelmed, first things first, I mean, you've got a lot going on, right? And life just can throw curveballs at you. And sometimes life just is life, and it can be a struggle, and it can be a challenge. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at brain chemistry. You've got to look at stress management. You have to look at what are you doing to make a change. And even though life is throwing you some issues that you're having a hard time dealing with, I would look at brain chemistry first. And a couple things. Acetylcholine is one of the main brain chemicals, but also GABA. And GABA is gamma-aminobutyric acid. And it's one of the neurotransmitters that really, when we change and we can build those neurotransmitters up, then our body can begin to chill out and handle stress and life a little bit better. And so understanding that is always, always a key. So let me share some nutritional items that could be very helpful that you might want to look up, all right, and do some research on. But for acetylcholine, there's certain foods that you can include in your diet that they've shown that can help the brain chemistry of acetylcholine. That's eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those foods have been shown to help with acetylcholine levels. And then also, there's certain supplements that can help too. Now, vitamin B5 is always a gold standard for brain chemistry, as well as B6. But for acetylcholine, phosphatidylcholine, which is called lecithin, it's actually found in egg yolks. That's why the eggs were so beneficial in the foods that they listed that can help with acetylcholine levels. And GABA is another one, and that's the big one for anxiety. So when GABA levels are low, anxiety is high. That's why we give drugs, and people give drugs, docs give drugs in medicine called benzodiazepines and the benzos. And you get something like a Xanax, and what it does is somebody has a lot of anxiety. Well, it raises the GABA levels. So it raises GABA and causes the person to chill out. So it's interesting how that whole deal works. And it's pretty powerful, too, at the same time. So in the middle of that, I would encourage you, obviously you're managing your lifestyle choices, eat healthy, exercise, you do what you do, but it comes down to brain chemistry. It's kind of like weight loss. Weight loss at the end of the day, when you get down to those last 15 to 20 pounds, it really comes down to the hormones. And balancing hormones is a real big key, whether it's thyroid, estrogen, progesterone, whatever. So for stress and stress management, usually it comes from brain chemistry, GABA, acetylcholine, to probably looking at, so you might want to do some research on this. Probably will be helpful too. It's another hour in the chart, so I'd like to thank our producer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Just tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, our communities. Diagnosing hope one person at a time with your absolute thriving challenge in the hospital. But remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.